welcome back to another episode of the Bull Time Investor. I am joined today by Scott Hartman and Destiny Chup.
Hey, Adam.
How are you guys doing today?
We're great. We're great. We've got a big guest with us today, Robert Sophia. He's the founder, chairman, and CEO of Snappy Kraken, a digital marketing strategy company designed specifically for financial advisors who care about meaningful connections. Hello, Robert.
Oh. Robert, how are you?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So we want to dive right in here. Let's start with your story. You've been in the financial services industry for quite a while. What led you to create Snappy Kraken?
Yeah, well, this is my 20th year actually in the industry. Awesome. And Snappy Kraken about 9 years ago, we started it. So you could say halfway through my time in this industry, I realized that there was a lot of cookie cutter solutions that didn't really treat advisors like the individuals they are, but more like one size fits all. There was a belief that marketing would just like, you know, press a button and it would work. And people were selling that to advisors and kind of like, you know, taking their credit cards and not doing anything for them that was really going to perform. So we wanted to solve that problem. We wanted to give advisors marketing that reflects the real value they deliver.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit what makes Snappy Kraken different from some of the other services that are out there.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, the level of integration with other tools, the quality of the content, the way we approach content. So we create these templates. We look at a ton of data. We optimize them, but then we give a lot of flexibility to make it their own. So instead of just being cookie cutter, firms can really customize everything. We also have an agency that will build custom content from scratch. So we let firms have this proven framework, but then we individualize it. That's a big difference. And then we're super data focused. So we deployed like 600,000 marketing campaigns last year. So that gives you a ton of insight into what's getting clicks, what's getting views, what people are engaging with, what the consumer wants. And then we're able to adapt everything to really perform. So it's ultimately, when it comes down to it, performance at a higher level, integrated with the tools you love, content that is working well and resonating with your clients and prospects.
Awesome. You work with, you know, thousands of advisors. What do you think separates the ones who are crushing it with their marketing and ones that are struggling?
Oh, man, there's so much. I would say number one is mindset. You know, top performers, they treat marketing like a non-negotiable. And they understand that it's an activity you have to be consistent with. And that's probably the second thing, is consistency, right? They show up, they do it every week, every month. They understand that marketing is a system. It's not a magic trick. You know, sometimes we have advisors, they just think like, you know, it's going to just work like that. But, you know, they understand just like everything in their business, it grows over time, it improves over time. And so as they're going along, they measure, they learn, they iterate, they double down when it works. And you know, they take risks just like great business owners do.
It's awesome.
So for someone just getting started in marketing, say they just launched their firm 18, 20 months ago, what number one area do you think someone should focus on that's really going to hit home the most for not only themselves, but for their clients?
You know, it's really hard to pick one thing, candidly, that will drive everything forward for you. So there's some first principles that apply in every case. I mean, you know, number one, you really have to understand who you're marketing to. Not everybody's an ideal client for you. So they have a persona. They likely have a lifestyle. They have certain types of maybe careers or where they're at in their stage of life. There's a lot of things that you have to really be zoned in on. So once you understand that audience and the unique problems they solve, then you tailor everything to that. So that means the problems that they need solved are the problems you're talking about in your marketing. So you have a strategy that's addressing that audience all the time. And then there are basic foundational things that have to be in place. You know, for example, if you come across a new opportunity, what do you do with that opportunity? Do you have a systematic way to nurture it automatically? Do you have a way to qualify it? Do you have a way to convert it? And so you need a system for that. And so firms that build that system around the right persona and then focus on building a list, really, of contacts. So you can do that a lot of ways. You can do it by buying leads. You can do it by online advertising. You can do it with organic social media. You can do it with any number of events. But you start to build that base of contacts. And then you never stop nurturing them. You understand it's like a garden, right? You plant the garden, you water it, 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 and you cultivate it. And that is what it takes to succeed. So when you start out, understand that. Understand, I need to know my audience. I need content for that audience. I need a system for that audience. And then you need to feed the top of the funnel, as they say, with people that, you know, are part of that audience.
So
first principles.
You've talked a lot about systems, and I know Snappy Kraken is all about automation. How do advisors balance efficiency with keeping that personal touch?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you asked that, because that's really part of what other systems just, I think, don't do very well. They just sort of blast the same thing to everybody. And we built Snappy Kraken on the principle that, you know, as being a former advisor, by the way, and scaling a practice for my first half of the time in the industry, you know, I knew, like, the client relationship comes first. So there are a number of things we do. I'll give you some examples. Automate the moments that matter. So, for example, client birthdays are one, but any milestone could be an example. Most platforms just blast an email out on client birthdays, but so does TGI Fridays and, you know, the Walmart Vision Center. You know, like, it's not personal. Sure. Yep, so, right. You know, we do that with text messaging, and because that's what you text your friends on their special days, right? You text your mom. We change the channel that we use in that instance. Or, for example, we have something called, you know, automated lead capture. So leads that come in from different channels, if they come in from an event, if they come in from a purchase lead, if they come in from, you know, another place, we don't just put them all into the same newsletter sequence. That's what most platforms do. Instead, we have custom tailored nurturing sequences for each audience. So if they come in and they fit this persona, they go into this sequence. If they fit this persona, they go into this sequence. And so using separate groups and separate sequences so that it feels personal, the content feels relevant, is really important. It's not just the same content for everybody. Like, you know, hey, I know you're 65, but let's talk about college planning for your kids. That's, you know, that's what newsletters do. It doesn't make any sense. It's out of context. Yeah. And then I think the third thing is, you know, as people engage with content, we have something called an opportunity feed. And what it does is it scores their engagement level, and then it gives you context. You know, what's their asset level? What are they engaging with? When's the last time they engaged? You can see all the history, and then you can reach out in an appropriate way. It'll prompt you with text messages or emails or things to do that are one-to-one. So there's a point where the automated marketing moves somebody through a process, but then they need a person to reach out. And so it will say, text this person now, and here's their lead score, and here's what they're reading at this moment. And those types of things take the automation and they bring it to the level of personal.
Yeah, you make it easier for the human to get things done and get them on along the line, for sure, which is awesome.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
It feels like every time we do an episode, we're talking about artificial intelligence. Clearly it's shaking up a lot of industries, our industry too. But how do you see your specific, like, marketing? How do you see that changing things? Either for the better or not better, or whatever that looks like, for sure. So,
yeah, you know, there are so many pros and cons. I mean, I can already see people are using AI thoughtlessly, sure. Which what I mean by that is, instead of being the human in the loop that is making sure that the AI is personalized and unique and ultimately still reflects them, they're just kind of using whatever is canned out of the AI. And so what's I think happening is that people are already starting to recognize that messaging is not authentic. And so I think the smart advisors will use AI to become more personal and sound more human, not less, which Sure. means they'll stay in the loop. They'll use it to generate contextual communications. That's a big innovation we're working on next, is reading all the data on the person and then building custom communications for them.
Awesome.
That sound very personal in the advisor's voice. So the AI is not going to replace advisors. I think it will replace advisors who ignore it, because mm-hmm. what's going to happen is personalization is what everybody wants. They want to be recognized individually. That's the expectation today. And that's going to go from today. It's sort of like, wow, they really get me. I can't believe it. That's so nice. That's so unique. I like it. It's differentiated. But it's going to go from that to expected. Like, they're going to expect every single interaction to be personal. They're going to want their portfolios personalized. They're going to want their process personalized. They're going to want their marketing personalized. This probably sounds negative. I don't mean it to sound that way, but we live in a very like self-centered world. So the more that you use AI properly, the more you can actually make an entire experience revolve around an individual. And that's really where things are going. And I think AI is going to make that possible. It's going to take your ability as an advisor to have that strong human connection, be there, be an empathetic voice, be a coach, be a mentor, be a guide, hold them accountable for the right outcomes. But at the same time, then make yourself able to scale that successfully so you can serve a lot more clients with a great experience. And a big part of that is really, you know, just all business in general is going there. It's going to be very hard to compete. There's going to continue to be compression on pricing and fees and things like that over time. So the profitability and the growth is going to come from firms who use AI to put their best human element forward, but then supplement and scale with technology.
So I want to kind of, I'm going to stick with AI, but I want to go back a little bit too, because you've talked a lot about consistency in marketing and branding on the pod today. And where do you think that's where most advisors fail the most, is with the consistency of the outreach or the marketing? And then do you think AI is going to help close that loophole moving forward?
We are trying to close that more with automation. There's still a certain amount of configuration that needs to be done. So I would think like today, where a lot of advisors fail is they fall into typically one of three buckets. And so bucket one is this tool, whatever it is just going to do everything automatic for me, and I don't have to lift a finger. And what they end up with is this sort of like canned, watered down, automated, consistent, but terrible
right
performance. Sure. So that's like one. And then you've got advisors who say, you know, I can't use anything like that. I've got to do everything myself to make it authentic, and it has to be me and perfect. And then what happens is they can't be consistent because they have other responsibilities and they have clients to serve. And so there's just not enough time to do it well and do it consistently.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so the third category is really where I think it's at, which is leveraging the technology to make it as consistent as possible, but still having certain things that you step into and are involved with to make sure that it's still authentic and in your voice and personalized and branded and right for your firm. And so historically, the only way to do that well is to spend a ton of money. Like you have a big marketing team, they're writing all the time, they're designing all the time, they're deploying all the time, they're tracking and measuring all the time. And that's why the biggest firms have been able to outmaneuver some of the smaller ones. So they, you know, like firms like Fisher Investments and, you know, the big private equity backed RIAs, because they have these, you know, these big instances of technology and these tech teams. They have CIOs on their team and a CMO and a bunch of marketing directors and content creators. And it's an enterprise marketing organization. Most right. firms can't do that. But I actually think that the mistakes of not being consistent enough because you don't have the time, or the mistake of just like using whatever's canned and not doing anything, can be eliminated and still done at a quality level with AI and its ability to modify and personalize and dynamically adjust.
For sure. There's some pretty cool campaigns that Snappy Kraken has. We've only gotten into a couple of them so far, but can you share a success story of a campaign that really worked or stood out from others that you've done?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. The reality is that every single campaign that we create on the platform has some success story, because it's not all created for everybody to use all the time. We've got 7,000 advisors using these campaigns. So what happens is you have an advisor who has a latent group of high net worth investors in their database, and they use Snappy Kraken to run them through data enrichment, and they see their asset level, and they put them into a group for high net worth investors, and they deploy the high net worth campaign. So, I mean, I have an advisor who signed up in South Florida. He had a database. He uploaded it. He did that. He found about 60 investors. He put them into that campaign. He got a $2 million client and a $6 million client within 90 days because he qualified them and then put them into a sequence for them. On the flip side, you know, we've got clients who have engagement campaigns that they, you know, they don't have high net worth clients, but they're using something for the next generation and technology entrepreneurs. And similarly, they build a custom group for that. They deploy the campaign and they get a few new up and coming high earners, Henrys, right? High earner, not rich yet types. That they went over as clients, and they know that these people are going to have a substantial exit in the future. So if you go to snappykraken.com/love, there's actually a bunch of little success stories, and we've got case studies too. We have a an advisor who specializes in a very specific niche. He works with Ferrari owners. He's a sponsor of the Ferrari Club of America, and so he we rebranded his entire website to, you know, with Ferraris and other things, and started deploying a custom campaign. And you know, he got a I think it's a $600,000 a year revenue client. Wow. Within a couple of months. So I think the point is that in every case, it's about knowing the audience. It's about knowing the goal you have or the objective for that audience, and then hitting them with the right content. And that's a big part of the personal thing, right? The right person, the right content for them, the right timing. And when that comes together, that's when marketing works. It doesn't work when you just say, well, flip the switch on this platform and shoot out every campaign. And so that's, it's a long-winded way to answer your question. But if you said what campaign was a big success story, it's possible if you went and used it, it wouldn't work for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or, you know, for sure. I don't have a Ferrari, that. So yeah. I wouldn't fit in very well. No, but that's a perfect example though, too, of making sure it fits your voice. So, you know, you've mentioned that multiple times.
Yeah, big time. I mean, you guys are part of a network that focuses on holistic financial planning. You know, I learned that recently. And part of the thing I've been talking to about with the founders and leaders at your network is that your entire group needs custom campaigns that really focus on your unique approach to truly holistic financial planning. What you do for your clients that nobody else gets. And so we're building that for, you know, the network that you're a part of. And I think that's awesome. That's really important. That's what it's about. It's about understanding your unique value and your audience and tailoring a campaign to that. Now, there are first principles in campaigns that we use in all of them. There's a certain level of consistency. There's certain timing. There's certain triggers. There's certain intent and behaviors that we look for to trigger new activities. That's part of campaign design. But at the end of the day, it's about the content and the persona you're reaching with that content.
For sure. Last question. If you had to describe the future of financial advisor marketing in just three words, what would those three words be?
Oh man, that is a really hard one. The future of financial advisor marketing in just three words. Can they be hyphenated words?
Sure. Yeah. Sure, yeah. We'll accept it. We'll accept it.
All right. Data-driven. Human-centered, scalable.
Perfect. Awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you, Robert. As I say, we really appreciate you joining us today. Adam, you got anything?
No, I just, again, appreciate you being on the podcast with us today. Appreciate everything you're doing at Snappy Kraken. It's been a huge help to us so far. I know we're going to dive in and do a lot more with it here in the near future, too. So just thank you for everything on that front.
Hey, thank you for being clients. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks, Robert. Have a good day.
Well, guys, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. We appreciate you you joining us, and we'll see you next time.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.